RadioMD.com. It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When you think of all of the apps out there, and as women, we need this technology. We're so busy multitasking. We're so busy caregiving for everybody else in society that sometimes we neglect our own health. My guest today is Catherine Solom. She's the editorial director for MedHelp. Welcome to the show, Catherine. Let's talk about women and apps and technology to help women with their own health.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for being here, Melanie. I'm pleased to be with you today.
Thank you so much. So tell me about apps. What are they doing for women's health in general?
Yeah, apps are really transformational for health in general, but I think specifically they bring a lot of value to women because, as you mentioned, we as women often deprioritize our health. If there's a problem, we tend to ignore it, and sometimes we also think that the problem is caused by ourselves. We take the blame rather than thinking, well, this is something that needs attention. And in particular, focusing in a little bit on women's reproductive health, it's a bit of a black box until we encounter a problem. I think we as women can be a little bit ignorant about what happens to ourselves and unless we encounter that problem. One of the most common things we see on MedHelp is in our peer support and patient support communities is the question, am I normal? Is this right? And so we don't have that knowledge, and again, we don't have that sense of prioritizing something. And so what these apps do is, in general, they help women develop a sense of health awareness. So you can start to see what's normal and what's not, and what's normal for you and what's not. It can start to teach you ways to become healthier, improve healthy habits, and build on that health. And then it also can give you the support. For example, in our apps, we have patient communities that are connected right into the app. And so you have that level of support that allows you to talk to someone else, get encouragement for making these healthier changes and healthier behaviors.
Well, you're right. We do question, is this normal? I'm in perimenopause, and sometimes if I'm bleeding really heavily, I run to the internet and I see, is this normal? Am I supposed to? Because, of course, our OB-GYNs don't want to hear from us every 10 seconds. And I'm lucky because I have this show with lots of great docs and health professionals. I can ask questions, but not everybody has that. So what about women who are trying to have a baby? Speak about the app that you've got at MedHelp for that.
Absolutely, and that's called MyCycles. And what this app does is it tracks a woman's menstrual cycle as well as her ovulation and peak ovulation window. And for a lot of women, they can have irregular periods, and so they're not sure exactly when to expect their period, when their ovulation might be happening. And our apps also track symptoms. You can start to track cramps, bloating, breast tenderness, stuff like that, and it can give you those insights into showing, okay, this is the normal part of my PMS, or when I start to get this kind of discharge, this means I'm getting closer to my ovulation window. So it really gives women some more insight and empowers them, whether they're trying to get pregnant or whether they're trying not to get pregnant, to understand how their body is. And then again, if something starts to come up as something that's irregular, then they can take that next step to call their healthcare provider and come in for an appointment, get their questions answered, and escalate that into a medical setting.
So now what about once they've gotten pregnant and you have an app, I'm expecting, that helps them with keeping track of some of the things that's going on in their pregnancy?
Yes, and I'm expecting, is our pregnancy app. And I will say these are all of our apps for MedHelp are free. So I encourage anyone who's listening to go. They're available for iPhone and for Android. And with our MyCycles app that we were just talking about, it's also available on the Apple Watch. So we can go right to the app stores for Android and for iPhone. And with our I'm Expecting app, what we provide there is a really comprehensive way to guide women through every day of their pregnancy for the 40 weeks. And we do that with a combination of personally tracked data, like we were just talking about in terms of tracking symptoms. We do that with content and information, videos, articles, to help educate the woman around what's happening. There is a lot of, for a lot of women, this is the time when they first connect with their bodies because so much is changing and so much is new, and we feel really responsible for that, what's happening inside of us. And we also provide, those patient communities where women go on all the time and say, you know, is this right? Are other people experiencing this? And also some of the sides of pregnancy that you may not want to share with your partner, for instance, whether you know, you're having a hard day or, you know, coping with the changes to your body, there's nothing like talking to other people who know exactly what you're going through to help do that. And the goal of these apps is to help women achieve better health, help have a healthier pregnancy outcomes. And so we feel that those components, the self-tracking, the information, and the support are really keys to bringing that all together.
Support is, and women, we love to talk. We have like 1,000 more words than men a day or something they said at the end of the night. We still have like 1,000 words and men are done. But I think support is so important, taking care of ourselves. And if we have to look to other women and other females to help take care of us because we don't always find the time. So tell us a little bit about where you see technology going in the future of health for women in our multitasking society.
Yes, absolutely. And I think this is the start of it, is this getting the consumer, getting the patient involved in her health. That's where our healthcare industry is going. There's a lot with all the changes in the healthcare industry. There's more onus being put back on the patient to be responsible for her care, to pay for the care that she's going to be getting. And so we as patients are, you know, trying to stay out of the healthcare system are responsible for taking more control and more ownership of our health. So things like apps, things like the technology, like wearables, where we start to have that understanding of how we operate. Are we getting enough sleep? Are we getting enough physical activity in our day? Are we eating the right foods to help us stay healthy? Is our weight staying on track to where it should be? All of this technology is going to start to build that self-awareness and help the individual make changes to improve our health. And then this information is going to be needed to feed back into the doctor so that there is a relationship. You know, data is a facilitator of some of this information, but it's also a starting point for conversations around how a woman can make healthier changes to her life, flag potential problems. And with this integration, it can also, so for instance, with our pregnancy app, one of the things that we're starting to do is try and address postpartum depression. It's a common problem, and it's often in the shadows. About 15% of women experience postpartum depression. And as you probably know, the consequences can be quite severe. But through the app and through this technology, we can start to flag signs that a woman might be at higher risk for postpartum depression. For example, lack of sleep after the baby's born, lack of physical activity after the baby's born, high anxiety or stress during the pregnancy, we can start to collect that data through this technology, through wearables that track our activity and track our sleep, through soliciting questions through our apps about how you're feeling about your pregnancy, and start to identify women who may be at higher risk for postpartum depression.
So interesting, and really, as our own best health advocates, and as you say, that's where it's going, and the American College of Sports Medicine just put out their fitness trends for 2016, and wearable technology topped the list, interestingly enough, now. So I think, Catherine, that tells us that people are looking more and more to this. So you have about 30 seconds. Wrap it up and tell people where they can go for these apps and more information.
Absolutely. So the two apps for are MyCycles, and that's for menstruation and ovulation tracking. And the pregnancy app is I'm Expecting. Both are available in the iTunes App Store and on Google Play. So just search for MyCycles or I'm Expecting. And these are provided through MedHelp. And our website, if you want more information or to learn more to connect to our patient communities, is www.medhelp.org, MedHelp.
Thank you so much. Great, great information. Women, we have to be our own best health advocate, because if we don't, nobody's going to do it for us. It's just that simple. We have to put our own masks on before we put on the masks of our loved ones. We're the caregivers of society. It's what we do. We do 58 things at once, and we do them all well. And anybody who says we don't doesn't know us women, because that's the fact. Men, maybe they do one thing well at the same time, but that's how it is. So women, let's rise up and take control of our own health. Thanks for listening. Stay well.